Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, back with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And once again, I have a co-host, Erica Flint, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what role does becoming a teacher or becoming a trainer have to do with your own personal development, not just personal development, but professional development? How does that make you a better hypnotist, consulting hypnotist, or hypnotherapist? Now, let me introduce you to Erica Flint. Erica Flint is a brilliant, brilliant gal. She has spent a decade as a software engineer, as a professional problem solver. Just a very brilliant lady who's really helping me out with some of our technical stuff and just coming up with good ideas about hypnosis and the profession for these podcasts. She's runs a group on Our Hypnospace about marketing. She's a testimonial of having herself gone from just starting the profession to have went full-time in the profession less than a year, and a big part of that was her marketing efforts online. Let's see what else. She originally was trained through kind of normal hypnosis training locally, and then decided that it didn't give her everything she needed. She got her hands on our 5-Path 2.0 DVD set, and wow, everything clicked. She started cooking, her practice started taking off. Then she went on and got live training through the Week of Power, and now she's our newest hypnosis trainer, certifying people very soon in Bellingham, Washington. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. Yes, very soon. It's this week, as a matter of fact. I'm really excited about teaching this class, a certification course. Now, let me tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful podcasts that he does. He's really the authority on hypnosis. He has won nearly every award in the profession. He's appeared on both television and radio. He's the author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. I give it to nearly all of my clients and they love it too. He's a trainer of some of the best in the profession. He's still training. He's still speaking. He's still doing these podcasts. He's still just doing all sorts of great work. I am really honored to be working with him on a regular basis doing these podcasts and just in general. He's had a profound effect on my business because initially, just to kind of expand on what Cal was saying earlier, once I took the 5-Path training, I felt like I could see and help any client that walked in the door. I had a system, I had a method, I had an idea. I can help you. I believed it from deep down inside my heart. I believed I could help everybody that came in the door, and I still do. And it's just wonderful to do this work. So thank you, Cal, for having me here today.
You're so welcome. Hey, I love this topic. I have lived this topic all my life, and it is the value of teaching. So please kick it off.
All right. So, as I was getting prepared to start doing certification training, I really started getting things at an even deeper level. So every time you go, this probably happens to you guys, like when you read a book again, or you learn your training again, or you read things over and over again, you get things at an even deeper level. I've been teaching for quite some time on different topics in hypnosis, from self-hypnosis to, hypnosis for healthy sleep, that type of a thing. And so I really wanted to talk more about how it not only helps you and your community in helping your business, but it helps you professionally. And so I can speak from experience here. Teaching things about hypnosis to the community helps me become a better hypnotist. It helps me connect with my community. I can understand and listen and hear what they are, the questions that they have. I am seen as a community leader going out and giving talks to the community. So let me just back up for just a second because I want to tell you what I'm talking about here. Okay, so being a hypnosis educator or instructor in your community, this is teaching community classes. I teach classes here in the community it's called the co-op. But there's other places you could teach community classes too. The library, you could teach a class to businesses. So I've been asked to speak at businesses on hypnosis and stress relief. That's a good one. You can be a hypnosis educator just by blogging, just by doing great hypnosis education content like what we're doing here right now in this video content. You could do something for your clients. You could do it for other hypnotists. Also email marketing. So those are the types of things that I'm talking about. It helps you grow as a hypnotist because you need to start thinking about not only absorbing the information and how you can help your clients, but also, okay, so now how do I teach this to people? Isn't that right, Cal?
Yeah, I'm writing down some ideas as you're talking that I want to cover. as, you know, why does this work? That when you have to be doubly prepared for teaching, even more so than when you're actually doing it. And one of the things that I really drive home with my advanced students is how important it is to know the fundamentals. Because when things break down, it's often a crack in the fundamentals. I'm going to be teaching a two-day post-convention course on age regression. And I'm going to spend the first half of the first day making sure that everybody really, really knows how to hypnotize and get somnambulism and deepen and test. Because everything else, if I just get into the age regression work, it's like giving them the icing to the cake without having the cake. So you're absolutely right. And I really think that a mastery of anything is this integrating at almost a genetic level, the understanding of the principles of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Please continue.
Okay, I really like what you just said, Cal, and I think true deep integration of the principles, you cannot read it in a book. You have to learn it somehow, right? And then you have to live it. You have to go into the real world. You have to use it with your clients. You have to, you have to actually, the integration doesn't happen by osmosis, right? You can't just read it and know what we're talking about here. You actually have to go and practice it. And that's how you get it at a deeper level. And then it becomes part of who you are. It's almost just natural, right?
Right, and we move from this idea of fundamentals into principles. And by fundamentals, I mean, you know, what is hypnosis? What is the conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind? What is the structure of behavior? X happens, you give it meaning, and then that generates an emotion, and then that generates a feeling in the body, then that motivates further behavior. And so you get these really fundamentals down and you transform them into principles. Why does the hypnosis work? And what are we trying to accomplish at each phase? Because we have the basics and the principles at a level to where we can teach it and that we are living it, then we are like this super, we just become this super confident and competent hypnosis professional, right?
Right. I love that. And, you know, as you were talking about that, what kind of came to mind is that's when you can give your students the aha moment, right? That's when you are really living and breathing this, you've got the fundamentals, and you are able to communicate it to other people in a particular way that makes sense to them. That's when the light bulb goes on. Then they get it too. And that's really exciting when that happens.
You know, yeah, and this we're going to talk about this in a future episode just to give you a little bit of a sneak peek. We're going to be talking about having to have confidence in clients to help them change. But this having confidence because you're doing it, you're teaching it, you got the basics, you got the fundamentals, you got the principles, and you're integrating at this, and you just, that deep understanding that can only come from teaching. I don't know why it is, but it only comes from standing in front of a group and teaching it, radiates out into your ability to be a better hypnotic change agent with your clients. And I want to say another thing I was thinking about is that when you are teaching and you really understand the fundamentals and you really understand the principles, then what's going to happen is when you stand up in front of that classroom and people ask you questions, they're going to ask you questions about things you never even thought of. And you don't have to stammer and wonder and have to call somebody else. You just apply that question to the principles. That's one thing about Five Path is it's not just technique oriented. It has a underlying fundamental principle of why we do what we do. So we can just say, okay, that question, how does it work against these principles? And you can give a principled answer. Good, please proceed.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I love about Five Path, because I really did get the principles. I got the fundamentals. It makes sense to me so that I feel confident seeing any client for any reason, for the most part. All right. So why would you want to do this, right? When Cal, you said something about, you know, when you're explaining. So, you know, when you're teaching it to somebody, you do get it at a deeper level. And I think part of that is when you're almost taking a step back from a different perspective and saying, okay, well, you're questioning how you learned it, how it makes sense to you. And if you try to explain that to somebody, then that's when you get an even deeper layer of understanding. But moving beyond helping you grow as a hypnotist, there's other reasons why you want to be an educator. So one of them, you can get free advertising for you and your business. Every time I go out into the community, you know, and give a talk, every time that I go somewhere, I give a talk, I teach a class at my business or anything like that, I'm always attracting in new people, new clients. I give them, you know, my business card whenever I go, of course, but it's just a way for you to bring in more business. Some of the, for example, the classes that I teach in the community, they are advertised for me. So all I have to do is show up and teach the class, and that's kind of nice. The other classes I teach, I have to advertise on my own, so that's not free. But for the most part, you can get some free advertising, even if it's a brown bag lunch, you know, at an office or something like that.
Yeah, and you know, my mind is awfully, often when I think about teaching, I think about, teaching my 7-day course or teaching my 10-day course, but there's a gazillion smaller classes you can teach, like a self-hypnosis course or, visualization course and these kind of things. I think that's also what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. And that's where I would recommend. I mean, it's certainly easier, you know, some of the certification courses, like the one that I'm teaching soon is, you know, it's 80 hours of class time. It's 10 days, 8 hours of teaching time, at least. And that's a lot to prepare for. So you could, however, on the other hand, you could teach a self-hypnosis class in a couple of hours. You could teach healthy sleep. You could teach stress. Stress is a really good one. Stress relief. And you could do that in a 90-minute class is what I recommend. You could start a little smaller, right? That's a lot easier.
You know, and what I really like about this approach, as one of the benefits of teaching is that it's marketing, is that put yourself in the potential client's place, and they're looking at, you know, maybe online, or they're looking in, if anybody still uses them, the Yellow Pages or other directory, and they say, okay, there's these 3 or 4 hypnosis professionals in my area, but this one is a teacher. This one's an instructor. Okay, this one has a podcast or writes articles, teaches, and speaks. Wow, then that really positions you as the expert, the master. The other name for teacher is master. Do you want to have sessions from the master or the student? I've got a teacher certification course coming up. We call them CFIs, Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructors. That's what Erica is. That's why she can teach my courses. And I had this one guy email me, can I take the course just so I can have the certificate hanging on the wall? And I specifically don't teach people when all they want to do is hang that certificate on the wall. But it shows the power of that credential. If you took the course and just became the master, the instructor, then that positions you against so much of your competition. Right, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also like how you are really proving to everyone in your community that you are living and breathing this, right? You're not just quietly seeing clients off in your office. You are out there, you're teaching, you're speaking, you're writing articles, you're doing all of this stuff. You're really living and breathing it. One thing that I have done that works really well is, you know, clients will come in and say, oh, you know, I wish my sister would come in, or, you know, fill in the blank there. And so one thing I tell them is, well, hey, why don't you come to one of my classes? She can get an opportunity to meet me, kind of get, feel more confident coming in, right? And so a lot of times people will come in and meet me, take one of my classes, and then they'll sign up for sessions, for example. So it's a way for you to be visible and out there for the community in yet another way, right?
Absolutely. This whole thing, for me, enriches my experience as a hypnosis professional. This is all I do. I've been full-time since 1996. And you know what? Being a teacher, be it teaching a self-hypnosis class or how to sleep class or sports improvement class or my favorite class, the 10-day certification course, what it does is it adds variety to my day. I mean, I don't care how much you love seeing clients. What's going to happen is the brain loves variety and new challenges. And to step up to being a trainer, it is just absolutely one of the things you can do the most to enrich in yourself and to cause self-growth in the profession. Please continue.
Yeah, absolutely, Cal, because that is really important, because you don't want to be, at least for me, when I'm teaching a class, like I teach classes on Tuesday nights in general. So that day I'll see less clients that day, for example, and I might take an hour off in the week to prepare for that. So I'm balanced, right? So I'm balancing my personal time, my professional time, I should say, well, between teaching and seeing clients. And it makes seeing the clients better. It makes seeing, you know, teaching students better, because I'm not doing the exact same thing all of the time. So, and it makes me a better hypnotist. And then I get to take all of the learning from my clients and I get to integrate that into what I'm teaching. So it's a perfect balance of everything. I think you mentioned this kind of, you know, it establishes yourself as an authority in your area, right? So people start hearing your name and, I heard about you. A neighbor told me about the class you taught. Your name sounds familiar. You start putting yourself out there and teaching these types of classes and just making yourself more visible. Then you are going to be able to attract more clients and attract more people, because people just know of you, right?
Absolutely. That's I agree. And I'm going to add one more thing. Is that the last thing on your list?
Yep.
Okay. Now, guess what? We are professionals. We are helping professionals. The work we do is every bit as important as the work that the lawyer does, every bit as important as the counselor, every bit as important as the nurse, the doctor, the social worker, or the psychologist. You deserve to make a professional income. And one of the ways to do that, of course, is sessions. But the other thing is training. When you have got the experience base that is needed to become a teacher, then what you want to do is think about the business end also. Let's say it costs $2,000, $3,000 to get your credential as a teacher, and it takes the time, and it takes the effort. But guess what? If you teach just two people in the coming year, you've made your money back plus some. If you teach five people, I just wrote this up and sent it to our group on 5PATH. Let's just say, for numbers' sake, it cost you $2,000 for the credential. You became a teacher, and then you taught someone to do what you do. Guess what? You've got your money back. If you teach one more person, you have doubled your money. If you teach another person, you've tripled your money. How many deals is there like that out there? If you teach four people, you've quadrupled your money. How many deals are there out there like that? And here's another one, a word you probably never even heard, quintupled. Fivefold increase of your investment, quintupled. That's a word you've probably never said. Why? Because deals like that are just non-existent. So five people in a whole year and you've quintupled your income. What if you did 10? Okay, 10 times 2,000 is $20,000. For some people who are not yet made that leap from part-time to full-time, that extra $20,000 a year will be significant, enough to make you make that leap. Or maybe it is you have to do 20 people in a whole year. Two classes of 10 people each, 20 people, $40,000. And there's been many, many years that I've taught as many as 100 people in a year. Now I have trainers that train people like that. So the 5PATH and the Banyan systems are going out in this wave throughout the profession, lifting the profession. And, think about the power of that personally that Erica's talked about, professional development-wise that Erica's been talking about, and then also financially. It is probably the one thing you can do, the best investment you can make in yourself, is to become an instructor. So work to get that instruction, get that experience base, whatever that's required of you. And then the work to become a trainer. Enjoy that growth experience that it is, personally, professionally, and financially. All right, go ahead and wrap it up.
Thanks, Cal. I really, you know, it will enrich your professional experience as a hypnotist. So, and that's what it's done for me, certainly. So, yeah, I definitely recommend teaching, educating, instructing as much as you can. So I'm Erica Flint. Thank you for joining us here today. You can find me at ericaflint.com or cascadehypnosiscenter.com or online at Our Hypnospace. I'm leading the marketing hypnosis group, so I hope to see you there, and thank you for joining.
All right. Thank you, Erica. It's a blessing to have you as part of the show. And all you folks out there want to see on Our Hypnospace, I want to see you on facebook.com/hypnosisETC. And, of course, I definitely want to see you in class. Our next class coming up is February 23rd through the March 6th with the weekend in the middle off. And then we've got our Week of Power for you advanced people. And it is from May 3rd to the 9th. If you're not sure which course is right for you, give us a call and we'll help you pick the right one for you. And if you're watching this video weeks, months, years after this, you can always get our current schedule on calbanion.com. All right. Love you guys. See ya. Cal Banion signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.